Because it's unsigned doesn't mean it sucks. TheEdgeOnAir.com.
It's TheEdgeOnAir.com. The greatest music you never heard. I am hanging out in the studio with some of my favorite people in the world. Marina City, the band, they're here. Hi, guys.
Hey, Georgia George. King George, the man.
I like the way that sounds. That's actually got a ring to it. Maybe it'll be my new radio name.
King George. Love it, man.
Oh, man. So let me know who's here.
Ryan, lead vocals.
Brian, guitar, vocals.
Aaron, I play bass.
Awesome. Awesome. I love you guys.
You guys
like, contacted us a couple days ago, and as soon as I was done fangirling, because you guys know who we are, I was like, oh, yeah, you guys can come in. You guys pretty much came out with an announcement today.
Yes.
Been teasing it all week. Yeah. However, I'm going to tease it a little bit more. Here is Four Letter Lie, just in case you guys aren't familiar with Marina City, on TheEdgeOnAir.com. Marina City's Four Letter Lie on TheEdgeOnAir.com, and I just can't get enough. I promise after this song, we'll get to their big announcement and what they actually came here to talk about.
At best.
Okay, I can stop now. Yeah, that's the Marina City on the Edge on Air.com, the greatest music you ever heard. George is hanging out here with the guys from Marina City. And I, when you play one song, I just can't I can't help but follow it up by another one.
You're the man, George. You know that.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just play one and then expect us to get into a conversation. But, yeah, that one was called When You Left Me. So you guys actually came out with a big announcement today. That's what we're going to talk about. So I'm not going to say anything about it. Go ahead. Tell the people a little bit about what's happening today. What you guys announced today,
Yes. So we announced our first ever live acoustic EP. Woo. And it is called Lost Doesn't Mean Alone. And what's cool about this EP is that not only are we doing an acoustic EP, which a lot of people have been asking us to do this after we just came off the tour with 7 Minutes in Heaven and Broadside, it was an acoustic one, we are doing it completely live. So that isn't just really cool for like these people who record stuff and like, oh wow, a band is just going to record it live. We're actually going to record it live in 5 different studios in 5 different cities across the Midwest. And it is being produced by one of our favorite vocalists, Craig Owens from Chiodos.
I love the vocals on that guy.
Yes, it is amazing. And so what we're doing is from April 26th through April 30th, we'll be going to Toledo, Ohio, Indianapolis, Indiana, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Chicago, Illinois to record in front of an audience at different studios. To be part of this, you guys can go to marinacityband.com and go to our pre-order Lost Doesn't Mean Alone section, and it'll say Lost Doesn't Mean Alone Experience. There's a deluxe version where you can get a physical copy of the CD, which is also going to have your name in the liner notes. You can just get a digital download because people don't have CD drives anymore. But so either way, you can do those things. You can also get your own house party show. There are specific dates that we are touring, and you can go and rent us for, you know, an hour or so, a half hour, 45 minutes, and play you songs along with hanging out and just chilling.
Quick question. Do I get to pick which songs you guys are playing?
Yeah, you can pick that. Yeah, for sure. Why not? Yeah. You just got to tell us just so we can figure it out, see if we know how to play it. But
see if we remember.
Yeah, see if we remember. But seriously, we're very, very excited about this. And also on top of this, what's cool is that we're doing a documentary a series. So there's going to be a film crew that's going to be following us from the couple days prior that's going to be pre-production, and then through the entire recording process, they're going to be recording a documentary on it about basically how we made this happen. Hopefully we can make this happen. And then also just how like independent band works. And on top of that, they're going to be coming out with a music video for each song. So wow. What's cool about this is that we're not planning on putting this on Apple Music or Spotify or anything like streaming stuff, anything like that right away. Our plan is the only people that are going to be able to hear this is if they pre-order this album through our online store. So no iTunes, no nothing like that yet. Just completely independent through our website, marinacityband.com. When you guys get the record, then that's when we're going to do some streaming. So what we're going to do is come out with a new video and a new documentary series every week or every 2 weeks. We're just trying to figure out how that's all going to go down. And then when all the music videos are out online, that's when you'll be able to stream the whole record. And then after that, then we'll talk about releasing it for anyone who didn't pre-order it on iTunes and stuff like that. But this, the reason why we're doing it this way is because this is for our fans. And the people who like us the most, or the people who are dedicated to us, people who consider them lost boys and girls, we believe should have this before just the public who's never heard of us before and anything like that. So we want to make sure they get it before anyone else and make them feel special, which they are. Especially to us. So.
Wow. that was a lot of information. but pretty much what I got out of that is that Marina City, before you guys, were workaholics. And now it's even more. Now you guys got more stuff to work on and stuff like that. Is this going to be all new music, or is it going to be a little mix of new music and old music?
We redid four old songs, but they're like completely revamped. Like same like lyrics, pretty much same melodies for the most part. But we redid those, and then we have a brand new song we're going to come out with, which we've actually had for a while. We just never really showed the world it yet, so that's gonna be really cool. That song is actually one of my favorites too, and we just haven't we've been kind of holding that back for a really long time. So.
Just keeping it in your back pocket.
Yeah, yeah. We really have.
Man, so okay, so the title of it, it's called "Lost Doesn't Mean Alone."
Yeah,
where's that come from?
It's actually something that Peter Pan says to the Lost Boys.
Okay,
and we felt that it was just so perfect for this where. We consider our fan base lost boys and girls, and finally this will be a moment where we're creating an EP and a project together, and we may be lost, but we're not alone.
I love this. I'm loving this already. Yeah. And I'm sitting here on the website. Like you said, it's very accessible and very affordable as well. I was looking at the house party, to be honest with you guys.
George wants a house party.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit. No, but I think what's kind of cool is that you don't see bands having that option at all. Especially somebody with, I would say, as big as you guys, being able to go to like a house party and stuff like that. Who can say that they've had like a legit band sitting in their living room just jamming out to them?
And we've been actually able to do this for a little bit, for a year now.
Yeah.
And those are some of our favorite shows.
Yeah, so they're so fun.
And it's always surprising to find out how many friends these hosts have. Seriously, it's crazy. Like, we go to these people's homes, and we're always expecting, like, you know, it's probably them and their cat, and then, like, you know, and stuff like that. And it ends up being usually a lot of kids there, and we're just like, how do you know these people? How do you have, like, I don't have that many friends.
No, I'm trying to figure out. When I was that age, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a house party and have all my friends over, and I'm like, okay, cool. It'd be like,
five people.
Sometimes they have like 30 people.
Yeah,
I'm like,
where are these
people?
Yeah.
That's
awesome. And what's funny is that like I see the videos and stuff like that, and like I think you guys did like some campfire ones last year or stuff, and it just looks awesome. It looks awesome. Who wouldn't want to have a bonfire with an acoustic guitar and just jam? That is awesome.
It's been a lot of fun. We always say that we want our fans to be part of Marina City. And that's why we're doing this, because we're really putting our money where our mouth is at this situation and be like, you're going to record this with us. You're going to be part of it. You're going to clap with us. You're going to sing at parts with us. You're going to be there when we record this next project.
And that's awesome. And then they actually get to see all the process and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay, so just want to reiterate those dates. There's April 26th through the 30th. Starting off in Toledo, And then the 27th is Indianapolis, the 28th Milwaukee, the 29th Minneapolis, and then ending in Chicago on the 30th. I am seeing that the Chicago's sold out.
Yeah, it sold out within an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool. The thing is that, and this is anyone who's listening, we kept posting about sign up for our, I guess, email list, fan club, street team, whatever you want to name it, I don't know. Sign up for the Lost Boys is what we kept telling people. So you go to marinacitylostboys@gmail.com. You give us your name and your home address. And we send you a bunch of cool things. During Christmas, we send a Christmas card. We send out like a tour before it's even going to happen. People who signed up for that knew about the 7 Minutes in Heaven tour before anyone else. And people who signed up for the Lost Boys email recently were able to hear about Lost Doesn't Mean Alone before anyone else and was able to buy tickets a day and a half earlier. And because of that, they sold out Chicago in an hour and were almost sold out on Toledo and were really close on Indianapolis. So if you're really thinking about doing these things, again, only like 20 people can come to these things. So make sure you get tickets right away.
Oh, and you know what's awesome about that? 20 people, or like 20 or 30 people. It's a very close atmosphere. They'll actually get to mingle with you guys a little bit.
Absolutely. That's what we want to say, too, is you're going to be able to hang out with us after the recording, too.
And I know anybody who's listening, I've gotten to hang out with these guys a couple times. it's a good time. I promise you that. So, that's absolutely awesome. So you guys got that going on. Obviously, you guys are preparing for Warped Tour. What else do you guys... I feel like you guys got like four different balls rolling at the same time.
Well, I just want to say something.
Yeah. After the...
I was going to say, use the mic, yeah.
Yeah, after April, we're just working on trying to do possibly East Coast tour in June or the middle of summer. And then just... We have our Warped Tour dates, but we can't talk about them yet. March 22nd is when they'll officially be announced, but
yes, which is circled on my calendar.
Yeah, hopefully after the summer we can say that we've done West Coast and East Coast tour.
We have a lot of dates for the summer planned already.
Oh,
and that includes Warped Tour, and that doesn't include Warped Tour. It's not all Warped Tour, but it's a lot. It's all fun, and right now you can't see what I'm wearing. What we're wearing, but there are other things in this room that shows the excitement of and more announcements that we have. So
see, I have the privilege of actually being able to sit here and looking at you guys. they're taking pictures as well. So make sure you go follow them on social media. Maybe you might get a sneak peek.
I don't know. That means
just
something.
Just a hint.
Yeah. All we know is that The Lost Doesn't Mean Alone is just part one of all the excitement that we have.
You guys got a big year planned. I see
it. Oh, yeah.
Super. Yeah, all the way up until end of September.
So. Oh, man.
Yeah.
if you guys weren't called workaholics before, you definitely are now. I'll tell you that much.
We don't really see it a lot.
I know some other things happening with the band. You guys are now officially able to all go out to the bar together.
Yes.
Matt celebrating a birthday. So happy birthday, Matt, from theedgeonair.com. By the way, Marina City joining us here on theedgeonair.com, the greatest music you never heard, presented by the Illinois Media School. For more information on how you can hang out with Marina City and other bands and interview them, just go to beonair.com. But it's George here hanging out with the guys from Marina City. Just announced today that their Lost Doesn't Mean Alone EP, live acoustic. It is acoustic, right?
It is acoustic.
For the most part.
There's some stuff in there. It's kind of like, it's more entertaining than just like one acoustic guitar and vocals.
Yeah, we may be throwing in a little bit of a drum set. We may be throwing in a little bit of electric guitar and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We are endorsed by Ernie Ball Music Man now. So because of that, we definitely hit them up and asked if we can use some of their instruments. So they're sending us some instruments. So obviously we're going to use that somehow.
Yeah.
So this is a creative project, and we're going to be getting really creative on the sounds and
the things we're going to do with this performance. So.
And this is all Marina City in the sense of you guys are pretty much deciding what's going to go on this from each session and then putting it all together. This is all Marina City. Nobody telling you guys what to
do. Oh, no, no. Exactly. We don't have a manager. We don't have a booker. We don't have a publicist. We don't have...
Not yet.
The only thing that we have the only thing we have is a lawyer, and he's helped us definitely to make sure. And a tax man. We have a tax man now. Because we recently became a corporation, an LLC, rather.
Okay.
So now we're City of Dreams LLC because Marina City was taken... I don't know, there's some two towers in Chicago that call themselves Marina City. They're a landmark now. I don't know. I don't know. But no, we are... But we are a corporation because of that. Now we have to pay taxes. So so that's the reason why some people that are probably ordering things are like, oh, taxes, I've never seen this before. Well, now the government is looking at us and apparently we can't do the drug cartel anymore. So
I love it.
Kidding.
Okay, so I'm currently on the pre-order for MarinaCityBand.com. And I see a deluxe version and then just the experience. What does deluxe version have? You receive a ticket. Okay. You receive a ticket to it and then obviously the digital download and stuff like that. Okay, I'm searching.
the deluxe... For the studio, you get the physical copy with your name in the notes, but then just the regular is just an admission to it, and you get a digital download.
Awesome.
So for the extra $5, you get the actual physical copy.
And your name.
And your name in the linear notes.
That is awesome alone right there. I also see you guys got some new merch as well.
Yes.
Two new shirts.
We got a baseball-like tee again. A lot of people like those, so we brought it back. Bring it back with I Can't Love You lyrics. And then we're doing promoting the we got a pocket tee now. So you know you got a little
pocket tee.
You got some pens maybe? I don't know, you got a
pen holder.
I put my phone in my pocket.
You got a phone? There you go. Bam.
Boom. It's right there. And then when it rings, like your boob is vibrating.
Exactly.
Like at least you know it's ringing.
Speaking of which, phones. We also have phone cases. So
I saw that as well.
If you have an iPhone 6. We are still an independent small band, so we don't have a lot of options here right now.
Oh man,
the money.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I think I know exactly what I'm getting.
Oh,
yeah, because I told you guys. Yeah, that's gonna happen. that's definitely gonna happen. Man, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Thank you, buddy.
As a fan, I'm excited for this, and it's something like you said, it's never been done before. And then being able to work with Craig Owens, who I've seen live, and Jesus,
yeah,
so Jesus. Have you guys met him already?
Yeah, we got a chance to open up for him in Chicago in December, and we didn't get a chance to actually talk to him a lot, and we didn't even like
tell him where the bathroom was.
I shook his hand.
I remember that.
Cool. Oh, you shook his hand.
I shook his hand.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Dang.
I turned around. I'm like, hey, that's Craig standing behind me. Oh, what's going on, man? Cool. All right.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that. All right. Sweet. I'll check that off my list.
You know, but I guess he stuck around and heard like a couple of our songs, and then he just posted online and was just like, hey guys, I'm looking to record like one band in the spring. Anyone want to record with me? And then was like, tons of people sharing it, tons of people commenting, record my band. And he's like, make sure you email this email. So we did. We're just like shot in the dark. Let's just see if it can work. We were kind of stabbing in the dark, drugs reference from. Okay, but anyways, and we did it, and he got back to us, and he booked us. And we told him our crazy idea, and he's all about it, which is really cool.
That is amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. So another, so in a sense, you guys kind of won another contest, but kind of didn't. Once again,
I guess. Out of so many bands, I guess we did.
Oh man, I absolutely love it, and I love the idea of all of this that's coming about, and I love what you guys got going on.
Thank you, man.
I absolutely love it. And hopefully you guys love it, too. Once again, those dates, the 26th through the 29th, because the 30th is sold out already in Chicago. So if you're from Chicago, Milwaukee's not too far away. That's on the 28th. The 29th is you guys will be in Minnesota. 27th, Indianapolis, Indiana. And then the 26th, where it all kick off, will be in Toledo.
Yes.
So that's absolutely awesome. And absolutely awesome. And I thank you guys for coming here and sharing this news. I'm excited. I'm excited. I will be pre-ordering some stuff for the station. But yeah, I told you guys, Emily sends her love.
For sure. Love you, Emily.
Everybody on the edge loves Emily. Yes. But I'm gonna wristbands too.
Definitely
wristbands too.
Definitely sign up for that newsletter thing. I don't know if you're on it.
I thought I was, but obviously I'm not.
There's going to be a lot of announcements that you will find out way earlier through that.
Once again, tell them how to sign up for the newsletter thing.
You can go to marinacitylostboys@gmail.com. Send us a fun little message with your name and your home address. I don't have to say print legibly because you have to type it, but type legibly, please, because
make sure everything's correct.
Make sure it's an email that you actually use too. There's so many people that give us an email that's just junk email, and then they never look at it,
yeah.
And they're like, "Well, we sent it out," and they're like, "Oh, well, I don't know the password of that one." I just okay, well.
All right, so that's marinacitylostboys@gmail.com. Name and address.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
We'll send you fun stuff.
Okay, and you guys aren't going to send anything crazy to my house.
Oh, yeah,
you know. Well, I don't know. Yeah, you should have seen our Christmas card. So that was pretty crazy.
Christmas card was pretty great. Yeah.
We always, for example, we sent, last time when we came out with Wanderlust, we gave everyone a physical copy of our first single, The Haunting, in the Lost Boys things before anyone else. We're just like, hey, here's a new song. People are just like, what? Yeah. So, you know, we do those things all the time. So sign up for that.
Oh, yeah, that's happening. Yeah, that's totally happening. Thank you guys for coming here. Marina City, once again, a lot of things going on. Sign up for, you know what? It's probably easier for everybody just to sign up for the Lost Boys thingamajiggy.
Yeah.
And get up to date with you guys there because, man, you guys got too much going on.
Yeah.
But you know what? That means that you guys are busy and that busy is good.
Yes.
You guys are making things happen. Marina City, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna leave you guys off with I Can't Love You.
Beautiful.
Nice,
perfect. And the song lyrics to that song is definitely on a t-shirt. on a t-shirt, which will probably be in my closet in the next 2 weeks. Alrighty, it's Marina City here on TheEdgeOnAir.com.
Always waiting for you. My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Liking the music?
Yes!
Well, get used to it.
TheEdgeOnAir.com.